oophorectomy is something that obviously in most clinical settings has become a standard for the care of women who have BRCA1 or 2 mutations. And I just noticed an error in this slide or something that I've been trying to fix. I have written up here risk-reducing oophorectomy, but I abbreviate it RRSO. And we've been trying to use the term risk-reducing salpingo oophorectomy and trying to make it very clear, even though the standard surgery includes removing fallopian tubes, we've been trying very hard to put the S in all of the abbreviations to make it clear that tubes should be removed and that we should not have it considered that oophorectomy, removing ovaries alone, is sufficient or somehow the message that we want to get across. And so this is my error. I always like to point it out, at least to myself, that I want to have the S in there. So our previous paper published earlier this year was a meta-analysis of all of the research studies done to date in BRCA1 and BRCA2. And you can see sort of the summary estimates that we got. For ovarian and fallopian tube cancer, you can see we have now about an 80% risk reduction, which is not as large as had the earlier studies had reported. And in fact, that is fairly consistent, although I would say that the larger studies give larger risk reductions than this, but this is the meta-analytic number that we have right now. And we still, even after many years and many studies and very large data sets, have had relatively few post-oophorectomy ovarian primary peritoneal cancers, at least too few to stratify the analysis reliably by BRCA1 or 2 status, at least in January, and I'll show you our current data now. For breast cancer, the risk reduction has been fairly consistent at about a 50% risk reduction in breast cancer for both BRCA1 and BRCA2, again, from our earlier meta-analysis. But what I'd like to do now is to show you some of our more recent numbers that have expanded the PROS consortium set and thought beyond the very generic BRCA1 only, BRCA2 only.